I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, a new possible deal on immigration, the offer of a golden toilet, and what Oprah says about Oprah for president. Plus, the XFL is back and Grumpy Cat is smiling. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, January 26th. This episode is brought to you by Soul Organics. We're talking about luxury, organic, comfortable sheets and bedding. They sent me a set of their sheets to try out before I accepted them as a sponsor, and they're great. I have the Dove Gray, but they have all different colors and sizes and options for you. The bedding is chemical-free, hypoallergenic, and really soft. And you can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ERICA20. I put a Soul Organics link on thenewsworthy.com's homepage right under the episode player. So go check it out, take a look at what they offer, and then use the code ERICA20 for that discount. All right, you ready for the news? Let's do this. So could there be a deal on immigration after all? The Wall Street Journal reports President Trump now says he supports a plan that would help get citizenship for young undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children, and to make it possible for up to 1.8 million young people to become citizens within 10 to 12 years. Remember, the DACA protections for some of them could expire this March if nothing is done. But now something could get done. But the president says any deal would have to fund a border wall and put other tighter immigration laws in place. Mixed reactions to this one. For a change, it was Democrats really getting excited about the president's proposal to help out young immigrants. Conservative Republicans, though, aren't so sure, saying it's rewarding people who broke the law. Negotiations continue, and remember, this isn't even a bill yet, let alone an agreement, so stay tuned. In the meantime, coming up today, President Trump will be speaking at the World Economic Forum, where a bunch of world and business leaders get together in Davos, Switzerland. A report says President Trump tried to fire the guy in charge of the Russia investigation, but then later backed down. So first, remember special counsel Robert Mueller was put in charge to look into whether there was any collusion with Russia. Now, the New York Times cites four sources saying President Trump did in fact demand Mueller be fired in June, until the White House legal said, don't do that. And if you do, I might quit. The White House attorney apparently told Trump firing Mueller would actually just bring more questions and speculations on you. So ultimately, the firing never happened. And the White House said no comment. Instead of a Van Gogh, how about a golden toilet? When the president and first lady asked if they could borrow a Van Gogh painting for their living quarters, the chief curator at the Guggenheim apparently wrote back, can't do that, but how about the golden toilet? The Washington Post reports the museum confirmed this email exchange did happen in September. As you may have guessed, it was an insult. The golden toilet, and yes, it's a fully functional toilet made of gold and is named America, is meant to be satire, making a statement about the excess of wealth in America. The White House didn't respond and didn't take the toilet. The doomsday clock just moved a little closer to doomsday. The New York Times reports the doomsday clock is a symbol of scientific concerns about humans destroying themselves. And the clock just advanced about 30 seconds, leaving us just a symbolic 2 minutes away from midnight. The last time the clock has been so close to that dreaded midnight doomsday mark was in 1953 during the Cold War. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists say it's because of several things, including North Korea's nuclear program and tensions between the U.S. and Russia. The panel also mentions climate change and cyber threats. They say it's meant to spark discussion and action. Critics say it's a political stunt. All right, other things people may be talking about today. Another football league is giving it a go for a second time. It's called the XFL. ESPN reports the founder of the WWE, you know, wrestling, is starting this new league. He says the XFL will officially launch in 2020 with 8 teams, and that he's funding it himself. The same guy, Vince McMahon, tried the XFL back in 2001, and it didn't really work. But this time, he says it won't be about flashy cheerleaders and antics. Instead, he plans for shorter, faster-paced games, and he wants fan feedback to innovate. By the way, McMahon says his players will not be allowed to kneel, like we've seen NFL players do, to protest during the national anthem. And it has some people talking about his close relationship with President Trump. McMahon's wife even heads up the Small Business Administration in Trump's cabinet. Remember, President Trump has criticized the NFL and made the kneeling thing even more controversial. So, can the XFL compete with the NFL? We'll see, starting in 2020. Oprah says Oprah 2020 is not going to happen, at least not for now. Of course, I'm talking about Oprah for president. The hashtag Oprah 2020 trended after her Golden Globe speech, but now she's telling InStyle magazine that it's not something that really interests her. The actor Casey Affleck was supposed to present the Best Actress Award at this year's Oscars, but that is not going to happen anymore. He withdrew as a presenter because of growing concern about sexual harassment allegations against him. Variety reports Affleck is not commenting, but a rep says he's not going to the Oscars at all this year. Remember, he was the one to win Best Actor at last year's Oscars. Grumpy Cat is maybe just a little less grumpy today. She won a big payout in a lawsuit. Yes, the internet sensation, the cat with a grumpy face on a whole bunch of memes, won $710,000 from a copyright lawsuit. Business Insider reports a coffee company did pay to use Grumpy Cat's image on iced coffee products, but then started using the images on roasted coffee without permission. So Grumpy Cat sued, and Grenade Beverage had to pay up. And that's it. You are all caught up. I have two giveaways going on right now that I want to tell you about as a big thank you for listening. One is just a little gift to celebrate my 100th episode of The Newsworthy, which was yesterday. So hop on Instagram, follow me at The NW Podcast, then just tag a friend in my latest post and you could win. I'll be choosing a winner this afternoon. And you now have less than a week to enter the grand prize giveaway worth more than $300. It ends on January 31st, and it's really easy to enter. All the details for that one and the products that you can win are at thenewsworthy.com/giveaway. That's thenewsworthy.com/giveaway. So check it out and email me if you have any questions. Of course, if you just want to know more about any of today's stories, you can do that too at thenewsworthy.com. Click episodes and today's date. All the story links will be right there for you. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 a.m. Eastern. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and have a great weekend. I'll be back with more news on Monday.